for Jacob, Will, and Lucy. This is my story. I so love watching as you write yours each and every day. Some of the names of my classmates and teachers have been changed out of respect for their privacy and out of my desire to not have the crap beaten out of me. Prologue. As I write this, I'm sitting in the Prime Minister's plane en route to Vietnam. I'm traveling with the Canadian media to cover Justin Trudeau's first official visit there, but I'm not a journalist. I'm a comedian. For the past 15 years, I've been a writer and performer on Canada's longest-running TV comedy, This Hour Has 22 Minutes, now in its 25th season. My time on 22 Minutes has allowed me to do things I'd never have had the opportunity to experience otherwise. It's brought me to Afghanistan, where my show for the troops was interrupted by a Taliban rocket attack. It brought me to China, where I pretended to be a Canadian premier and was given the same private show at the famous Laoshe Tea House that they gave Presidents Nixon and Bush 1. It brought me to Moscow, where after the Russians had planted a flag on the Arctic seabed to lay claim to the energy riches of the North, I planted a giant Canadian flag in the middle of Red Square. I laid claim to it based on their rules and was questioned by the Polizia. My job has taken me to the White House 4 times. On my second visit, a staffer who recognized me, he was part Canadian, brought me down to the basement under the press briefing room, where the tiles from President Kennedy's swimming pool still lined the walls. I was invited to sign my name on a tile right alongside the signatures of Frank Sinatra and Muhammad Ali. My role as the show's roving reporter has taken me to the top of the Peace Tower in Ottawa. I was invited to sign my name again, this time on the wall of the small room under the flagpole. Being a comedian has taken me from the basement of the White House to the roof of the Parliament buildings, but it has never taken me this far from home. The Socialist Republic of Vietnam is halfway around the world from Newfoundland and Labrador. I can't really get any farther away without starting to come back home again. It's 4 a.m., and we stopped at Anchorage, Alaska to refuel. The PM has taken the opportunity to go for a jog along the runway. "Hey, Critch," he shouts from the front of the plane. "Are you coming?" "No, I am not. I have work to do. Also, I would never be able to keep up, and I prefer to embarrass myself on TV." Just about everyone else on the plane is sleeping. It will take a full day to reach our destination, and the weight of that journey is ever present. Journalists are taking turns, one sleeping on the seats and the other on the floor between rows, then switching every couple of hours. This is not a fancy plane like Air Force One. Air Force One is a flying fortress. It has advanced communications capabilities and can be refueled mid-flight, giving it unlimited range. The Prime Minister's plane is a little more modest. It's 30 years old, doesn't have Wi-Fi, and still has ashtrays in the washrooms. It doesn't even have a cool name like Air Force One. Call it what you will, but Royal Canadian Air Force One could very easily be Air Canada Flight 692 with service from Winnipeg to Moncton. Nothing fancy. Very Canadian. I am far away from home, but home is never far from my mind. My mother was recently admitted to hospital at 80 years of age. She's been living on her own for 3 years now since my father passed away at the age of 93. She took a bad turn, as people in their 80s often do, but she's on the mend again and insisted that I go on this trip. Still, everything in my being makes me think I shouldn't have left. I should be with her. My job has taken me all over the world, but I never see it like that. To me, it has always taken me away from home. Newfoundlanders have always traveled for work, whether it's out to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean to catch cod or to the Alberta tar sands to help power the country, or in my case, to Vietnam with the Prime Minister to make jokes. We go where the work is. Traveling all the time comes with sacrifice, but it's worth it because the thought of moving away forever is too much to bear. The PM returns to the plane from his run fresh-faced, followed by 4 tired-looking RCMP officers who, unlike me, were bound by duty to jog alongside. "Critch," Trudeau calls playfully. "I thought you were going to come, man. You missed out." I laugh and promise to join in next time. The engines rev as we prepare to make our way again along the 13,743 kilometers to Hanoi. I turn my head to the window and close my eyes. I think of my mother. I dream of home. Chapter 1. Home. The first thing I remember is drowning. My mother had taken me swimming,